ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 27 टेक्स्ट नंबर 29। स्वामव्यक्ता गतिर्भुङ्क्ष्वा स्वामव्यक्ता गतिर्भुङ्क्ष्वा लोकं कर्मा विनिर्मितं लोकं कर्मा विनिर्मितं यायि मे पृथना युक्ता यायि मे पृथना युक्ता प्रजानाशं प्रणश्यसि प्रजानाशं प्रणेश्यसि। त्वामव्यक्ता गतिर्वंश्वा लोकं कर्म विनिर्मितं यायि मे प्रणता युक्ता प्रजा नाशं प्रणेश्यसि। तमव्यक्ता गतिर्मुङ्क्ष्वा लोकं कर्म विनिर्मितं याहि मे प्रतना युक्ता प्रजानाशं प्रणेश्यसि। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 27, Text Number 29, Tamavyakta Gatirbhungsha Lokam Karma Vinirmitam Yahime Pratanayukta Prajanatham Praneshyasi. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. This world is a product of fruitive activities. Therefore, you may imperceptibly attack people in general. Helped by my soldiers, you can kill them without opposition. Repeat. This world is a product of fruitive activities. Therefore, you may imperceptibly attack people in general. Helped by my soldiers, you can kill them without opposition. Purport. The word karma vinirmitam means manufactured by fruitive activities. This entire material world, especially in these days, is the result of fruitive activities. Everyone is fully engaged in decorating the world with highways, motor cars, electricity, skyscrapers, industries, businesses, etc. All this appears very nice for those who are simply engaged in sense gratification and who are ignorant of spiritual identity. As described in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma yadindriya priyataya aprunoti nasadu manya yatatmanoyam asannapi klesa dasa deha. Those without knowledge of the spirit soul are mad after materialistic activities and they perform all kinds of sinful activities simply for sense gratification. According to Rishabhadev, such activities are inauspicious because they force one to accept an abominable body in the next life. Everyone can experience that although we try to keep the body in a comfortable position, it is always giving pain and is subjected to threefold miseries. Otherwise, why are there so many hospitals, welfare boards, insurance establishments? Actually, in this world, there is no happiness. People are simply engaged in trying to counteract unhappiness. Foolish people accept unhappiness as happiness. Therefore, the king of the Yavanas decided to attack such foolish people imperceptibly by old age, disease, and ultimately death. Of course, after death, there must be birth. Therefore, Yavana Raja thought it wise to kill all the karmis through the agency of Kalakanya and thus try to make them aware that materialistic advancement is not actually advancement. Every living entity is a spiritual being. Consequently, without spiritual advancement, the human form of life is spoiled. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Vilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayan Rupa Kadamayan Dadati Swapadantakam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktarunda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here, in the purport, Prabhupada makes it clear that advancement means spiritual advancement and nothing more. In human life, the advancement is on the level of consciousness. We have certain consciousness, and how you can improve your consciousness. But people who don't have the spiritual technology, what is spirit and how spirit is fully decorated with all good qualities, and how to develop our spiritual life to the degree we become spiritual, Krishna blesses us and material nature cooperates. This is the law of material nature. Urdvam gashyanti sattvasa madhya tishtanti rajasa jaganya guna urtisa adho gashyanti tamasa. People want gold, people want silver, people want diamonds, people want spacious bungalows because they cannot afford. Why people are using paper plates, earthen bangles, glass bangles, artificial jewelry? Because they cannot afford to buy these costly things. If they can afford to buy, who would not like to buy? That means our civilization is very degraded, impoverished. When we lead a degraded life, then we will be engulfed by poverty. Prabhupada makes stark comments how foolishly people think they are advanced in civilization. The Prabhupada said the dogs are walking on four legs and man is proud to have made an automobile and is running in four wheels. Just like the dog is running without any aim and purpose and only for food and sex, the dog is running around. The dog doesn't have a big goal or a target in life, simply food and sex. So to satisfy those demands, it's running around from place to place. Similarly, people are proud of highways and skyscraper buildings. And what are they doing in those buildings? Like we went to recently Kuala Lumpur and Singapore, very huge buildings with all amenities, very attractive buildings. No? But in all the buildings, they are selling T-shirts and coffee and dry fruits and digital things and all this kind of things. That means they have made very gorgeous places, but activities are very normal activities. When you have a very nice place, and there also suppose you go to a very nice place, there you hear some philosophy, ethics, morals, which are very, you know, very much appreciated. You know? If someone is running around with a liquor bottle, and if people are going half naked, it's not that they will be awarded some Nobel Prize and like that. No. So someone who is working hard to do some invention, discovery. So the best of discoveries is to discover the self, and the best of the human beings is one who can radiate, one who can have those good sentiments of kindness, compassion, affection, charitable nature. Immediately, you know, it's not the person who grabs, who exploits. That is not recognized as a wonderful thing. So this we watch in our day-to-day life. We understand greatness means to have good qualities. Greatness means to have a disciplined life. But what common mass of people are doing in their day-to-day life? Simply mad after sense gratification. And sense gratification leads to uncontrolled behavior, and the result is it creates chaos, destructive, like now we are seeing. No, people are how they will make a protest, destroy things, set fire, kill, no, loot, and this is what people want to do. It's a very barbarian, uncivilized life. So this discovering automobiles and constructing super skyscrapers, and then like as you said, what people are doing. You know, in both Singapore and Kuala Lumpur, they take you to a 40-storied place that's called KL Tower, Kuala Lumpur Tower. All tourists will go there. So we also ask, what are the important things to see here, apart from our spiritual programs? Outside that, They said you have to visit Petrona Towers and KL Tower, Kuala Lumpur Tower, because it is unique to that city. So all right, what's there? So we went to Petrona Towers. We see concrete buildings, and that whole superstructure is covered with steel. A little different, steel. It was very shining, sparkling clean. It doesn't look old, always, because it's steel structure. So that is it. And then the scale tower, it is also of similar height, plus 50 stories. And on the 50th story, people can, in a revolving tower, they can watch the whole this thing, panorama of Kuala Lumpur. They can have a look. What do you have to look? I said, they said it is about 30 ringgits. If you want to go there, you have to pay 30 ringgits. So they will take you there, and then they will allow you to take a cup of coffee there. That's what they will allow you to do, to get a cup of coffee going there and look around. I said, when we fly, anyway, we are going much higher than this. And then they will also serve some snacks in the flight. Why should we waste 30 ringgits for that? 30 ringgits means each ringgit is about so nearly 18 rupees. 18 into 30, so 500 and what? Huh? 540 rupees to get a cup of coffee by going there. I said, this is crazy. I said, no, we can buy some useful things. So I don't want to go there, because our host was willing to pay. Maharaj, let's go. I said, I don't want. And as I told you, in the Petrona Towers, all these things, very, very beautiful looking Chinese ladies, very beautiful looking young Chinese, and then all young people in that building, and everybody selling all these things, T-shirts, dry fruits, cigarettes, and things like that. So we are impressed with the building, but inside, the business that is going on, all junk things, you know, all useless activities going on there, spending and buying and spending and enjoying things. So the point is, what are we doing with after our PhD, after going to US, after having a car and living in a skyscraper building? What are we doing? Eating, sleeping, and mating, and then trying to maintain that by having earnings. So we don't need all this. Just if you want to eat, sleep, we don't need this hi-fi, gorgeous arrangements. This can be done in a simple place also. No? So here, Prabhupada is saying, this material world uses the word karma vinirmitam. All gradations of life, luxury. Now you have worms in the stool to Brahmaji, Karmani nirdayati kintu ca bhakti bhajam. Yasvendra gopa madhavendra mosva karma bandhanurupa phalabhajana matanoti karmani nirdayati kintu ca bhakti bhajam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Simply, the whole material creation. People say, why did God create this material world where there is struggle for existence, where there is unabated misery, one tragedy after the other, one calamity after the other, one challenge after the other. Life is a daily challenge. And if you are not ready, then you'll be finished. If you are not smart, day after day, anytime, if you are off guard, and there's going to be a big tragedy or a calamity, always you have to be careful. When you are driving, you have to be careful. When you are walking, you have to be careful. When you are working, you have to be careful. When you are dealing with people, you have to be careful. And in spite of that, everything breaks down. No? It's because that is the law of nature. Krishna has created this world and he doesn't allow anyone to settle down. Dukkhalayam asrasutam. Krishna says, I have created this world to inflict misery, and then if they don't learn from misery to change their ways, I'll kick them out. That is called asrasutam. Like Prabhupada is saying, we make such gorgeous, elaborate arrangements, and what is the final outcome? These things will stay here and you are kicked out. And these things also don't last long. There's a little earthquake and everything becomes rubble. Everything becomes just a heap of malva, garbage. So you go on building up. And then in a eye-blinking time, you blink the eyes and everything is finished. You are finished or whatever superstructures. Otherwise also, yesterday evening we were reading in Bhagavad Gita class, time, kala, Kalayata Masmi. It says in the form of time, I am imperceptibly destroying everything moment to moment. You know, when we say I am 57 years, that means we are dead by 57 years. You are only left with another 13 years, 70. That means you are already 3/4 of your life is already finished. So one more left and then you will not be there anymore. So are you prepared? Do you know what to do? You are being axed day after day. You know, like people ax a tree. The first hit, some notch, and then you go on, and then the old tree crashes, finish. No? So our life is getting finished like that. But we are so foolish, we try to have some fun and entertainment here in a deadly world, deathly place, we want to celebrate. No? But when it happens, obviously in a big way, everybody is puzzled. Like in Uttarakhand, now imperceptibly everything is getting destroyed. We don't notice it, we don't prepare for it, and we are not afraid. But when Krishna gives a little sample of what happens ultimately, and then he created, like in Uttarakhand, there is big devastation, disaster, and then the whole world is, they are all talking about that. But it is happening moment to moment, your body is getting destroyed. No? Elsewhere, Prabhupada says, what is the difference if you die of old age, or if you die of accident, or if you die of cancer? No, when a person dies of cancer or disaster or accident, everybody will gather to mourn. But when a person dies of old age, natural death, he has lived his life and died. But sooner or later everybody will die. Why you are mourning or making a hue and cry? If someone dies in a tragedy, what is the difference? No difference. Death is death. Whether you die of murder or whether you commit suicide, the thing is finished. No? But people all gather when there is some suicide, when there is some murder. Big crowds gather and say, wow, wow, wow. So this is called bewilderment in Maya. So the point is, people ask, why did God create this world? And you have to struggle so much, and ultimately you will be defeated. Losing battle, we call it. It's a losing battle. If you are told in advance that you are going to fail, you are going to lose everything. Suppose I tell you, you go to Singapore, and there you can collect all these things. Like you can buy a tablet, you can buy a computer, you can buy a camera, you can buy this, that, you buy all things. And when you come to customs place, and then they will take everything. That's what we did not bring. So I tell you, when you come to the customs place where they check you out, and then they take back everything, you may say, no, no, I spent my money and... Oh, then you have to pay 400 times. Jagadish was telling me, Maharaj, how much did you pay for this tablet? Here is my tablet, you know. How much did you pay? I said, I paid 920 ringgits, which comes to nearly 18,000. And he looked online and said, in India, you are getting it for 14,500 rupees. What can I do now? I'm already in India with my tablet. So this is called, what is life about? So these things cannot make you happy. These things will only waste your time. And you do little, you throw little water on this. If it is a book, nothing happens to that. But you put a cup of water on this, and it will make a little sound like that, and then it will not work anymore, finished. But how many Bhagavatam sets you can buy, how many Bhagavad Gitas you can buy with 18,000 rupees, you know? So many, you know? But there's always risk to this. Who will understand? With just by 5,000 rupees, you can buy all Prabhupada books. One book may be gone, but you have so many other books. But here all books are in this. And then a cup of water, finish. Beyond recovery. Okay. From my experience, I'm saying, I got much better peace than this Google Nexus. I got it. No. Brand new one, right from the market. I got it. And then I put some buttermilk on that and then finish. It's beyond repair. So this is called cheating. All our skills. Here, once the digital technology is there, like this, no more writing skills, no more efforts. Like you also become like a robo. Because if you want to operate this, you have to be doing like this. All day, tick, 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 all day, you know. And you go crazy. And then you start drinking and smoking because it's so monotonous activity, you know. Sitting all day. You can't live it. You can't enjoy it. That's called crazy situation. You are not satisfied. So, this world is, why did God create this world? We are putting that question. People ask that question. If it is only suffering and separation, ultimately, everything will be destroyed. Murityu sarva harasyaham. Why did God create this world of suffering and death? God did not create in the first instance. By your foolish intelligence, you wanted to live like this. Krishna is inviting us, come back home, back to Godhead. What is the slogan of Vedas? Asatoma sadgamayo. From asat, come into sat. From mortality, come into immortality. Tamasoma jyotirgamaya. From ignorance and darkness and suffering, come into illumination, eternity and bliss. Tamasoma jyotirgamaya. Mrityorma amrutangamaya. Any man with common sense, if I have to die, why should I marry? Why should I own things? Why should I become entangled here, struggling so much? If I have to die, that's why the first question of Srimad Bhagavatam, the enlightened people, how do they talk? You know, you open the Bhagavatam. Parikshit Maharaj is asking Sukadeva Goswami, what a dying man has to do. How should we prepare for death? How a person should die and how should he prepare for death? That is the question. So that's why we told, this is not civilization. This is called polished version of a deluxe version. What is the difference between paperback Bhagavad Gita and deluxe Bhagavad Gita? Stuff, no difference. But some coverings, you know. Jacket, paper quality, but content is the same. So, this present civilization is called Royal Edition of Animal Life. Royal edition of animal life. What animals are doing, because we have misused our intelligence so much, and we have become such fools, and we are doing the same activities, but unnecessarily working so hard and making some gorgeous arrangement. And again, the roots are the same. So we are not meant for that. We are meant for Atato Brahma Jignasa. God has given us human body and advanced consciousness to permanently solve the problem of disease, old age and death, struggle and suffering. That is what is spiritual life is all about. People think, you know, we are not very hi-fi, we are not very sophisticated. What is the need? Simple living, save time, save resources, save energy, serve God, and uplift yourself. That is the business of life. Uplift yourself from animal consciousness to divine consciousness, and instead of serving cats and dogs, you serve Krishna. So by chanting, you want to come to this consciousness. Why do we chant? Because by chanting, we want to cleanse our animal consciousness and come to divine consciousness or Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki.